So we're going to begin now. We're going to begin now with, we're on page 16. Okay? We're learning about preparing for Shabbos. And now we're going to learn about laundering, the malacha of laundering clothing for Shabbos. So we're going to read a Gemara, and we're going to see how it's applied, halacha lamaisa. So the Gemara, see where it says source 19. So this is the Gemara, which says, Asara takanos tikein Ezra. So Ezra, right, Ezra was the spiritual leader of the Jewish people in the beginning of the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So Ezra, he made 10 takanos. He made a number of takanos. And one of his takanos is Shekorin b'mincha b'Shabbos, that we read from the Torah on Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, v'korin b'sheni v'chamishi, and we read from the Torah Monday and Thursday, v'donin b'sheni v'chamishi, and the court should convene and judge every Monday and Thursday. But for our purposes, u'mechabsin b'chamishi b'Shabbos, and we do laundry on Thursday. So the question is, why is that? So Rashi in Source 20 says, b'gdehem l'chavot Shabbos. We launder clothing on Thursday for Kavod Shabbos. Now, why do you think Ezra had to make that takana that you should launder clothing on Thursday for Shabbos? Like, why do you need to do that? What's his purpose? Any thoughts or like what's the purpose of this? Any thoughts? Like,
maybe it'll still be wet on Friday. If you wash it on Friday, it won't be ready for Shabbos.
Okay, you're saying you need to do it on Thursday because it takes 2 days to launder clothing, which, you know, would make it interesting. Is this? I'm not trying to pry. I don't know when people do laundry in their house, but the question is: nowadays, are we supposed to do laundry on Thursday? Obviously, with washer and dryers, so maybe it's different. Okay, we're gonna see. So the Shulchan Aruch, so you have to see what's so special about this halacha about doing laundry on Thursday, right? So and the Shulchan Aruch in our Chaim Siman Reish Mem Beis Sif Aleph says, he quotes this. I mean, I don't know what people do in their homes. Do people dafka do laundry on Thursday? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Mitakanas Ezra Shiyu Mechabsim Begadim Bechamishi B'Shabbos Mekvod HaShabbos. That, yeah, you're going to Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to do laundry on Thursday because of Kavod Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah on Source 22, page 37. Source 22, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu, today sheyiyu levonim l'Shabbos. You want the clothing to be white for Shabbos. Okay. Avolo be'erev Shabbos, but not on Friday, you shouldn't launder clothing on Friday. So apparently, in the days of the Mishnah and the Gemara, and presumably in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure when washing machines were invented, but I'm sure after the day, Shulchan Aruch is written in the 16th century. So, but apparently, this was a very time-consuming process. So the point being that you want to... you don't want to leave it for Friday because we're on Source 22, page 37. We don't want to launder on Friday because you want to spend time preparing for Shabbos preparations. Now, obviously, laundering clothing for Shabbos is also Shabbos preparations, but apparently that is very time-consuming. And therefore, Lefiza says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzarech Lizar, Shalelech Bechaluk Echad Kama Shabbosos. You should be careful not to wear one garment for a number of Shabbos days between washing, kidei shalavor al takanos Ezra. So what does that mean? It says you should be careful not to go with one garment many Shabbosos, not to violate takanos Ezra. What does that mean? It seems that with the Mishnah Berurah, again, he's living in the 20th century. It seems the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that no, he's specific takanos Ezra is like, in other words, the takana was don't launder on, you know, the concern is you want to be free to engage in Shabbos preparations. But is this such a strong takana that now it seems the Mishnah Berurah is saying that you're supposed to launder clothing on Thursday? That's what he seems to say. He says you should be careful not to wear one garment for a number of Shabbos days between washing so that you don't violate this takana. Now, it's interesting. Now, is the reason...
But nowadays, I think in the economics of today, Right. I think people have enough clothes that it's not the same even in the time of the Mishnah Berurah.
Right. So right. So people definitely have enough clothing, but he's saying what? If you have one, he's saying what? That you're short. What's he concerned about? That maybe he's saying that you're saying that your shirt may not be clean. In other words,
right.
Now he's saying you should clean a shirt every week and make sure it's on a Thursday. If you go multiple weeks with one shirt, then you're going to violate because you're not going to have clean clothing. Okay, fair. And then the Shaar Tzion in source 23, it's also it's the same author, it's the Chafetz Chaim. He writes in different types of commentaries. Shaar Tzion is more like footnotes to his Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is a 20th century commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, which is written in the 16th century by the Chafetz Chaim, and the Shaar Tzion are his footnotes. So he writes, Kain hiskim be'eli arav v'chein b'mamar Mordechai Shaar Achronim, tizeo etzem ha-takana. This was the takana. The takana is that you need to launder clothing every Thursday. Udelo Kemog in Avram, the Mashma Mina, the Ikra Takana, how you shall Chabes bear of Shabbos. So there seems to be a dispute as to what was the Takana. Is the Takana to Dafka, you got to launder clothing every Thursday? Or is the Takana, as long as you don't launder on Friday, then it's okay? In other words, is the Takana to make sure that you have your Fridays available to engage in Shabbos preparations? So if you go a few weeks without laundering clothing, that's okay. As long as you're not laundering on Friday, or no, is the halacha that you got to make sure that you have clean clothing, so you have to launder each and every Thursday. So that's an interesting debate that he's discussing. So how do we pass? If you look in source 24, we're in page 37, source 24. So there's Shmir Shabbos Kachos that says V'yesh la'ayin, and we should examine im takanas Ezra noheges gamayom. So now, but what about nowadays? Nowadays, what do? Right, we all launder with laundry. Shekula mechabzi mechonas kavisa. We all engage in. We all do laundry with a washing machine. Ve'ein lachsho sheyu trudim be'erev Shabbos. And we're not concerned that you're going to be busy in Erev Shabbos. In other words, we multitask and we have a washing machine. We have a dryer, and it's not so time consuming. So maybe takanas ezra should not apply. So what does this mean? He said, and we don't need a greater Beis Din than to abolish the Takana of Ezra. Do you know anyone know what that means, what he's referring to here about this? You need a greater Beis Din. Anyone know what that means to nullify the Takana of Ezra? Anyone say what that means? The halacha, generally speaking, I don't know if you've ever come across this in your halachic life, but I'm sure you probably have, where sometimes you're like, you hear about a gzeira decree, and you're saying, what? This doesn't make sense nowadays, right? Now, sometimes there are gzeiros that the rabbis created, and you're going to say, well, you know, it doesn't seem to make sense nowadays. That gzeira, that decree made sense 2,000 years ago. I like telling the story. Someone told me the story about, like, you're not allowed to ride a horse, so there's a gzeira, you're not allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos. Why? Because you might break off a branch to hit the horse. And so I was like, come on, who does that nowadays? So some guy was once, he's telling me, he's like, he's Baal Tshuva. So he was once like learning out in the field, and he heard about this halacha. He's reading the halacha. It said, you're not allowed to ride a horse because you might rip off a branch and hit beat the horse. It's like, come on, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make sense nowadays. Apparently, when he was as he was learning that, he saw an Arab horseman running by with a horse and he ripping off a branch to beat it. But that being said, there are probably some gzeros that one could argue may not apply nowadays, or the rationale, the laws may have applied 2,000 years ago, and nowadays it doesn't apply. However, there is a principle called batal tam lo batal gzera. Now, let's say you can argue that, let's say we can ascertain what the reason for the decree was, and let's say then and we can say it no longer applies nowadays. So generally speaking, you're not allowed to cancel unless a subsequent basin is greater in number and wisdom, and basically it doesn't. Basically, we don't have that. So we try to do workarounds. In other words, let's say, for example, a certain gezeira, you know, is very difficult for us, and you know, we need to try to get around it. We try to do a workaround. But the general rule is that even if we say the reason for the decree doesn't apply, like an example that like Poskim discuss medications, right? So let's say you have a minor headache. I mean, I don't get the details of this halacha, but let's say you have a minor headache. I'm not talking about someone is bedridden or someone's aching all over. Let's say you have a minor headache. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to take medication for a minor headache. Why? Because what are we concerned about? In the old days, how did they make medications? They would take...
Tochein.
Yeah, tochein, right. They take these herbs, they grind them. So nowadays, I don't know about you, I don't normally go. I don't do that. I go to the grocery store. I think they even deliver here, actually. So I don't want to promote, but I think certain places actually deliver home delivery to deliver medication. So this might be an example, right, where maybe medication should be allowed nowadays because there's no reason nowadays. So some argue, maybe in some places people know how to do homemade remedies. Okay, but the bottom line is that's the issue he's discussing here. He's saying that the reason why Ezra made a takana, right, to do laundry on Thursday is so you'll have time to do all your other needs on Friday because laundry is a very time-consuming process. But nowadays, when you have washing machines and dryers, so the reason doesn't apply. Ah, but maybe you say you don't have a greater basin, to annul the previous. That's a takana. So to this, Shmir Shabbos says, Yesh lomar debikavon shenaki tam lidvarav deyesh lachshog shem yimonam nisasek betzorchei Shabbos imbatol tam gam gzera batla. He says that when do we say, and this is like an interesting principle in general, when do we say that if the reason doesn't seem to apply, then you still have to follow the halacha? That's when the rabbis just made a gezeira. If the rabbis just made a gezeira, then what they're saying is, whatever the reason is, the way it was formulated is that it should be eternal, unless there's a greater basin, which won't apply until Mashiach comes. But if the rabbis made a takana, and they said specifically that takana is because of this reason, and they said it's part and parcel of the reason, so then you could argue if the objective concern no longer applies, then you could abolish it. So in other words, they're saying here the takana of Ezra, and Ezra made a takana that you have to do laundry on Thursday. He said specifically the purpose, we explicitly said that the purpose is, that's the way it was formulated, so you'll be free for Shabbos, free to do, to do other preparations there of Shabbos.
Yeah, to be a problem, to set up a problem.
What?
Why then do we have the second day of Yom Tov and Golos?
So why do we have the
Doesn't
no because
apply
the
anymore.
for the formulation the formulation they said, so first of all, the second day, and this is a broader conversation, but the second day was created even in a time when even after the calendar was made, they still had it because they said, because maybe the situation will revert to how it to how to how maybe the situation will revert. Well, there might be a problem in some places. In other words, they continued this minhag of a second day, even in a time where they had the calendar, for whatever reason. I'm saying they kept it. It's a broader conversation, but they kept it even when it wasn't explicit upon a certain. It wasn't only, when they didn't have a fixed calendar. They had a fixed calendar, and maybe they were concerned that maybe there's some far-reaching places that maybe they wouldn't have a calendar. But the bottom line is they kept that custom of second day even when they had a fixed calendar. So in any case, in our situation, so it seems Shmuel Shabbos Kochaza says we don't have to follow this ruling. We don't have the thing about laundry. You can still do laundry on Friday. Now we're studying the Takana, and if you look in source 25, this is Halichos Olam. So this is the this is Rav Avad Yosef. He's like Vayom Shemachavsim Mechonos Kvisa Chashmalit. Nowadays we use like a laundry machine. Vein Tzorch Levazis Harbeis Malak Kibis Habgodi. We don't need to waste so much time to launder clothing. Nira Shemutu Lechavis Be'er Shabbos. It seems it's permitted to do laundry in Erev Shabbos. Come, Hanochon Lahakdim Kadesh Yom Hashishi Kulo Yaponu Letzorch Shabbos. So he kind of hedges a little bit. To be fair, Vad Yosef. So Shmir Shabbos says it's permitted, but for the Sephardim out there, Vad Yosef says it might be better to. Still, he still takes his takana very seriously, so he hedges a little. It might be a little bit better. It's interesting is that the Piskei Tshuvos, it's not in your. It's not. I looked up some more sources. I just read to you with the Piskei Tshuvos. This is a sefer that's written after the Mishnah Berurah, and he says the halacha. He says lefiza. He says kamokain. He says the following. He says that that there's no halacha that the laundry has to be, it doesn't have to be Dafka Thursday. He says, if the clothing is already laundered from the beginning of the week or from previous weeks, it's also okay. That He says basically, okay, you know, if it's possible, then okay, try to do the laundry on Thursday specifically, and don't do it on, like, there are actually a few questions here. One question is, can I do it on Friday? And that's the washing machine, you know, the modern day washing machine, where Shmir Shaver says it's okay. Vadi Yosef says okay, it's okay, but if you can't do it earlier. Second question is there a specific takana to do it on Thursday? Can you do it on Wednesday or Tuesday? If you have like a lot of laundry, you have a lot of clean clothing from previous week, is that okay? So again, the Piskei Tshuva seem to say that that's okay as well. So just interesting this that you can look at this, you can look at this. You know, and the reason why some are strict and try to say still do it on Thursday, because sometimes even if the base, even if they gave you a reason for a takana chazal, that some poskim write, there may have been other reasons that were hinted that they didn't reveal. So bottom line is if you know someone, you know, that Dafka does laundry on Thursday, this is the reason why they're doing it on Thursday, because of the takanas Ezra. Again, you have grounds not to do that. You have the Shmir Shabbos, as Chassid said, because nowadays we have laundry machines. It's much quicker, so it's not a problem. But just so you know, if you know someone who's machmer to do laundry only on Thursday, this is the basis for it. Okay, so let's talk about Shabbos preparations on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so there's a specific mitzvah to do Shabbos preparations on Erev Shabbos, if you can. And obviously, like you know. Probably in the olden days, I think even men, we can see even men did it. You know, what simply women didn't work and therefore they were able to do it on Friday. We're going to see soon even men did it, even in the old days, prepared for an Erev Shabbos. So there's a Gemara which says, now there's this interesting question when you think about preparing for Shabbos. Is it simply that it has to be, is it result-oriented, that everything has to be done for Shabbos? Or is there a din in you have to prepare on Erev Shabbos? Is there a specific, now is the goal simply that, you know what, as long as it's prepared for Shabbos, I'm good, or is there a specific halacha that on Erev Shabbos, you dafka have to prepare for Shabbos? And the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yudam and Beis, says, Amar Chista, La'olam Yashkim Adam Lotza Shabbos, that you, Shenemar Varhoya Bayom HaShishi Veichinu Es Asher Yaviu La'altar. So there's a pasuk. You know what the context is? Vahaya be'om ha'shishi ve'echina asher yaviu. You know what context it was said? This is in Parshas B'Shalach. You know what context it said? I think Hashem tells Moshe, tell B'nai Israel, that on Thursday, on Friday, and Yom HaShishi, they should prepare. You know what he's referring to there? B'Shalach? Anyone know? You know what he's referring to? The man.
Is it the man?
Yeah, you got the man. Yeah, the man. So, right, because you take an extra portion of man. And he specifically says, Vahaya Bayom HaShishi, and it will be on the sixth day, on Friday, and they're going to prepare that which they bring. And if you look in Source 27, Rashi explains, Ve'chinu as asher yaviu la'altar. What does it mean, la'altar? So, Bishas Hava, at the time of bringing, at the time of collecting the man, Hachana, you should prepare it. And Vahava Bashkamahi, you should prepare it early in the morning. And they collect it in the morning. Again, I want to point out to you, this is like, people say, okay, you got to get ready for, make sure everything's ready for Shabbos. No, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah and there's a source. Even the Gemara talks about preparing on Erev Shabbos, because that's what they did with the man. They specifically prepared on Erev Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch says it's Halacha Lamaisen, or Source 28, or Orachayim, Simon Reish Nun, Sif Aleph, Yashkim Baboker, Bayom Shishi La'achim Tzarech HaShabbos. You should get up early in the morning on Friday to prepare the needs of Shabbos. And it's so important, by the way, that there's a whole debate about, well, what comes first? Does davening come first? Does learning come first? Does and again, it's not just speaking to women. The chabur is for women, but it's not just for women, for men as well. For men of achiyav of tefillah, question, you know, the nature of a woman's obligation for tefillah. So that we're talking. So the question is, what should you do first? It's an interesting question. Like normally, you think, oh, first thing I do when I wake up is what I need to daven. But there's a whole discussion: what comes first, davening or preparing for Shabbos? Right? Should you go to Gourmet Glot? You know, should you go to Gourmet Glot or Stop and Shop, whatever, to buy some last minute things? Or maybe, I mean, it's a question, like, and also it's a question, because sometimes, like, you want to get your stuff actually before Friday. I mean, it might refer to, cooking as opposed to buying, because maybe you need to buy a few days before. But it's interesting. Now, this is not simply, again, I'm trying to stress here, it's not simply, it's result-oriented. You have to get it done before Shabbos. There seems to be an Indian, and even if you're working on Friday, but to and now it's just short Fridays, but even to some extent to do some preparation for on Friday. And Mishnah Berurah, source 29, so I'm sorry, let's go back, I apologize. I want to read for you, let's read. Actually, go back to footnote 32 on source 28. He says, see the Ber Halacha, who discusses the time frame for rising early, and he says it extends to the end of the third halachic hour. The Chut Shani, Rav Nissen Karaletz from Bnei Brak, he says maybe this only applies to individuals who are mainly responsible in the household to prepare for Shabbos, and he also says maybe if much of the shopping was already done previously, then maybe you don't have to rise earlier than usual, as long as you have sufficient time during the day to complete one Shabbos preparation at a time. So the truth is, you know, again, there's this idea to do it early, but there's room to be lenient that if you did it early, then maybe as long as you have enough time, like the question, is there a din like, you know, zealous people, zrizim akdim la mitzvah, zealous people, like the mitzvah to prepare on Friday, and zealous people try to do the mitzvah as early as possible, or is the reason why you have to do it early, because if you delay, you might not have enough time to finish it. You understand? There could be two different reasons why you have to prepare first thing on Friday morning, why that's optimal. Is it, again, because, like any mitzvah, try to do it as early as possible to show your love for the mitzvah? Or is it because we're concerned that you're not going to have enough time to do the mitzvah if you keep on delaying? So it seems that Rav Nissen Karaletz, I'm sorry, I guess the footnote is suggesting that maybe it's really the second reason. If much of the shopping was already done, then maybe you don't have to, you know, arise so much earlier as long as you have enough time in the day to complete the preparations. That's what it seems like. So if you see the Mishnah Berurah going to source 29, Mishnah Berurah Or Chaim Siman Reish Nun Sif Katan Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says Yashkim Baboker Vahainu Miyarachar Kriya Shema Tefila. So he says no, first daven, first recite Kriya Shema, first daven. And he says, "Ach im hu ragel lilmod achar tefila eza shir katsuv, o shalom edim rabim al yivat ladin." If you learn, you know, regularly after davening, you have a chavrusa, you learn right after. If you learn tzurva merabanan every Friday morning after davening, and we're not doing that, but if you do tzurva merabanan every Friday morning, fix your, don't cancel that. And he says, "Vim derech hamako mahu limkor baboker v'lo yimtza liknos achar limudo lo yikba limudo al achar kniya." However, let's say, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of food. We have a lot of places to buy. But if you're in a place where if you wait till after you're learning, you're not going to be able to find ability to buy stuff, then you shouldn't have your chavrusa, your learning, immediately. You should establish your learning only after you purchase. V'im regim limkor boker hashkeim kodem ha'tfila v'lo yimotze liknos achar tfila yiknev achar kaki spalel. He said, even though tefillah is the first thing you should do, but if you won't find what to buy after you daven, first buy and then daven. Ach yira likros kriyat shema mikoda, but you should see to it to recite kriyat shema beforehand. Kevan shkvar giyaz mana, you know, since once the time, you know, arrives, ve'ein ze bichla masha amru, osir lasos cheftzav kodem shispal, shizo cheftzav shemaibim. So what's he saying? The halacha is that you're not supposed to do anything before you daven. You're not supposed to take care of your own knees before davening. You're supposed, this is a topic unto itself. Can you do anything before davening? Can you exercise before davening? Can you do other things before davening? Again, halachas for women might be different than men. Maybe. Women may get around it by simply saying doing brachos, because it could be on some level, according to the Rambam, you fill the mitzvah of doraisa, of the Torah obligation of tefillah, through saying praise, requesting something, and thanksgiving. So for women, you might, that's how many women, I don't know the women in this group here, but many women on Shabbos morning, they might eat before they go to shul. Maybe they're yotze, many women do that. And the way they get around that is because a woman's obligation on a Torah level might simply be, you know, praise, request, and thanksgiving. So when they say brachos in the morning, many women say brachos, and they recite kiddush, and they eat before davening, because on some level they fulfill their tefillah obligation. So what we're saying here is that even before davening, you can go shopping at Stop and Shop or Trader Joe's or Gourmet Glot. Why? Because you can't do the, I mean, again, you should, you can get around it through brachos, probably. For men, at least, you know, we can't, even for a man to go shopping at Gourmet Glot or Stop and Shop or Trader Joe's, that you probably can do even before davening, because that's not your own personal needs. It's chefsei shamayim. It's for God. In other words, preparing for Shabbos is chefsei shamayim. And so the Mishnah Berurah says, if you can't find what you need, you know, for Shabbos before davening, if you wait till after davening, you could actually go shopping beforehand. Now, again, just to point out, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that if you look in the here, he says, if you look in source 30, he says, Mutav liknos tzorche Shabbos be'erev Shabbos mi liknos am b'yom ha-chamishi. It's better to buy, to go shopping on Friday than Thursday. Again, there's this value of when you're going shopping on Friday, that's obviously the Chavot Shabbos. Now, what's the problem? At least in my household, the problem in my household is that Gourmet Glot doesn't deliver on Friday; it delivers on Wednesday. That's my personal problem. My family, and my wife is in charge of the shopping. So the point is that that's a problem. So what am I supposed to do, right? In our Shmir Shabbos, right? It's a goal. Again, it's not result oriented only; it's also process oriented. It's I'm doing something Lechavot Shabbos. Doing some L'chavot Shabbos, right? And you should, and you know, he says, V'yomar b'shasa k'niyah sh'osekin L'chavot Shabbos. You should say, maybe you don't want to say it too loud, people might think you're strange, but you should, maybe in Gourmet Glot, everyone's from, so everyone knows that, you know, it's okay. You go to Trader Joe's, I'm not sure, right? But you should say, at least to yourself, I'm on Friday, I'm going shopping, this is L'chavot Shabbos. B'med v'amorim says, Shmir Shabbos k'chotza, when is the supply? B'mitzrachim she'edim tzrichim hachonim ruba. That's only purchases don't require a lot of preparation. Kamo mashkos v'chadom, like drinks, something similar to that. That you could buy on Friday. Avo mitzrachim she'tzrichim adayin hachonim ruba. If something requires a lot of preparation, kamo basar v'dagim, like meat and fish, mutik dosim b'yom chamishim b'shabbos. You can buy them on Thursday. So you have enough time to prepare. Again, you know, if you make a large purchase, so that's what he writes here in the footnote after, right? It's in the yellow thing. He says that again, if you do a large shopping and it takes a lot amount of time, that you can do even earlier. You can do that before Friday. So that's the grounds I have for getting my Gourmet Glot. Purchases on, you know, earlier than Friday. But again, you know, to do some kind of preparations on Friday, we see how valuable it is. If there's something that you need to do to prepare for Shabbos, even before davening, that's important. Okay, so we have tasting Shabbos foods in source 31. The Mishnah Berurah says. Mitzvah lito mikol tavshil be'erev Shabbos te letaknam yafek kahogen. It's a mitzvah to taste not to eat a whole Shabbos meal, but to taste the cooked foods on erev Shabbos in order to fix it properly. If I am a sefer shulchan Shlomo datima b'Shabbos mikol min b'vade he mitzvah the rebbe's that toameh chaim zachu. Right? We say this. In the Musaf, right? We say in the Musaf, we say Tohameh, in Musaf Shmoneser, we say Tohameh Chaim Zachu, that those who taste it will merit life. And there's a fascinating debate. If you look in footnote 34, he says two different reasons. Why should you taste? Why do you think you should taste? Well, you can look at it, right? He says one is you want to taste the food to see if you need to add more spice or not, right? And there's one reason is that, you know, when it comes to making for Shabbos, You want everything. You want the best. So if you want the best, you have to taste, or it's appropriate to taste the food to make sure that I have the right spice. And the second is that you're saying that it's kavod Shabbos to taste it. That's what people do. Like, you know, when you're serving food for the king, what do you do first? If you're preparing a good meal for the king, what do? You always taste it, you know, just to give honor. So you're saying this is a chashuv meal. I'm acting as if I'm preparing a very important meal, right? One is a practical reason to make sure the food is good, more result-oriented, and one is to demonstrate kavod, honor, for the Shabbos meal, that what? That I am, I'm demonstrating that this is kavod for Shabbos. And he writes that a nafkamina, a practical difference in these reasons is, let's say you know that the food is good. Let's say you already know that the food is good or it can't be fixed by adding a certain spice. Then according to the first, let's say you have, you know, you made a lot of food. You say you have some of it for Thursday night dinner and other of it you're leaving for Shabbos. So you know it has the right spice. Do you have to taste the food or not? But even like tasting a little bit, even tasting a little bit of the food that you make on Friday, like tasting a little bit, that's a sign that this is the Chavod Shabbos, okay? So again, it really adds a lot to our preparation for Shabbos. Like, okay. So, and more than that, if you look in on source 32, right? Moving along, we're going to source 32. There's this idea that we should personally prepare for Shabbos. In other words, again, it's not simply a result-oriented mitzvah. It's a process-oriented mitzvah. The mitzvah try to have all the time. You do your laundry beforehand, so you have all the time to prepare for Shabbos, right? And do it early and be involved. The question, again, if it's a result-oriented mitzvah, then...
L'chvot Shabbat.
And we see here, so what's this concept of you should personally do it? So there's a Gemara in Kiddushin. It says the following. This is source 32. The Gemara says, "Ha'ish mekadesh bo uvi shlucho," that if a man wants to betroth a woman, so he can give. In most nowadays, what does he do? A man gives a woman a ring, and he says, "Ariat mekadesh etli." He's mekadesh her, but technically speaking, he could be mekadesh a woman through an agent. Okay, in other words, I can appoint a person to give a ring to a, or to give money to another woman, and by doing that, my messenger, my agent, can give a young woman money, and through that I will be married to that young woman. So I can use an agent. So it's kiddushin, right? So the Gemara says, "Hashda bishilucho mekadesh b'mabai." So why did the Mishnah say that the man can be mekadesh a woman either by himself or with an agent? If the Mishnah would have said that a man can be mekadesh a woman with his agent, certainly he can be mekadesh a woman by himself. So Rav Yosef, it says, mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho. There's a mitzvah, right, more for him, more than with his agent. In other words, even though a man can be mekadesh a woman with an agent, it's always better to do the mitzvah yourself. And he's giving another example of this. Ki hadar Rav Safra machrich reisha rava malach shibuta. So Rav Safra would singe the head of an animal on Erev Shabbos to be eaten on Shabbos, and Rava would salt a type of fish himself. In other words, these were great rabbis, and these were great rabbis who probably studied a lot and taught a lot of Torah, and they could have easily had someone else to do these things, do these activities, to prepare for Shabbos. Again, if preparation for Shabbos is only a result-oriented mitzvah, so then what? So then let someone else do it. But you know what? If it's a process-oriented mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah of Yosef Bo, that I should do it, not just the shaliach, then even the great rabbis who are busy teaching Torah, this is more important. It's more important to actually spend some time actually preparing for Shabbos. Just like you spend time, I'm not only learning, I'm also davening. I don't know, I'm doing chesed or whatever the case is. Right? I'm doing different mitzvos. So there's a mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos. It's a mitzvah not just, again, not to make sure that Shabbos is prepared, but to actually be involved in the preparation for Shabbos. And Rashi points out in source 33, in Mesech Skidushin, Daf Memal from Aleph, he says, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, that when he performs the mitzvah himself, because he's occupied with the mitzvahs himself, he gets more reward. Now, the Shar Tzion, hold on one second. So now the Shar Tzion, so I just want to point out that this Gemara about Rav Safra and Rava, so this is part of a broader Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kush Yud Tes Aleph, says the following. So, the Gemara says This is not in your booklet. Rav Safra Macharech Reisha. So Rav Safra roast the head of the animal. Rava Malach Shibuta. Rava would salt a Shibuta fish. That's also in the Gemara in Kiddushin. But the Gemara in Shabbos gives other examples. Rav Huna Madlik Shrage. Rav Huna would kindle the lamps. He'd turn on the lights in preparation for Shabbos. Rav Papa Gadal Psilta. Rav Papa would spin the wicks for the Shabbos lamp. Rav Chista Parim Silka. Rav Chista would cut the beets in preparation for Shabbos. Rav of Yosef Mitzal Chetzive. So Rav and Rav Yosef would cut wood. And Rav Zera Mitzate Tzatute. Rav Zera prepared the sticks for kindling. Okay? So again, the what's fascinating also is that so the question is that always true? Does Talmud Torah always get knocked out for other mitzvahs? So if you look in source 34, the Shaar Tzion says the following. Shaar Tzion says Venera, and it seems the lo shayach bezel lomar mitzvah sheyuchal lasos la deyachem im nevatim atamud afilu zman muat. So he says the following. So there's a concept like this. It's a concept that if you're doing a mitzvah, I actually teaching this to my 10th graders. We're learning the mitzvah of kibud av aim. So there's a halacha like this. Let's say I'm getting from my father a drink of water. So that is the mitzvah of kibud av aim. And then the case of the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara is, and you see there's a corpse, or you see there's another mitzvah in your way. Do you stop the mitzvah of kibud av aim for this other mitzvah? Let's say someone needs to be buried. So that's the case. So the halacha is, if it's a mitzvah that can be done by other people, then I continue doing my mitzvah of kibud av aim. So this is an interesting question. When it comes to Talmud Torah, when it comes to Torah study, so I'm studying Torah. So let's say there's another mitzvah to be done. Am I allowed to stop the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and to do another mitzvah? By the way, there's a principle in halacha called Osek b'mitzvah, Pater min ha-mitzvah. That if I'm occupied in one mitzvah, then I don't have to do another mitzvah. I don't have to stop. I can finish my mitzvah. I don't have to stop to do another mitzvah. Like obviously, there are questions when this apply, when does this not apply. But the Shaar Tzion, which again, this is the Mishnah Berurah, 20th century, source 34, Or HaChaim Reish Nun, Siv Katan Tess, in the footnote, number Tess. So he wants to know, I'm teaching Torah, or I'm studying Torah. These great rabbis are studying Torah. Can I stop studying Torah for a mitzvah that can be done by other people? Because other people can do the wood, can chop the wood or whatever, make the wicks. Am I allowed to be mevatel mitzvah Talmud Torah? So he says that we don't, normally we say a mitzvah that can be done by other people, ain't mevatel Talmud, afil is mamua. Normally speaking, if I'm studying Torah and there's another mitzvah that comes my way, so, and other people can do it, so I am not allowed to be mevatel. By the way, it's an interesting question. You know, schools are canceling, many schools are canceling to go to the rally, right? So can other people go to the rally? So obviously the fact that schools are canceling for the rally believes that every person counts. So they're saying it's efshar, it's impossible for other people to do it. I'm just saying that these are interesting halachic calculations. Now they're saying, obviously there are secular studies in schools also, but let's say for the Talmud Torah, that you're canceling Talmud Torah in order to go to the rally. So the halachic analysis is that because I'm not judging who goes, who doesn't go, but everyone who can go. So we're saying that everyone who can go, so the more people that go, the better. So that means everyone needs to go. But when it comes to preparing for Shabbos, if someone else can do that preparation, am I allowed to cancel Talmud Torah? Normally we say when it comes to Talmud Torah that if someone else can do it, so let someone else do it. But here we don't say that. It says the Shaar Tzion, source 34, V'hacha, halo yuchal lasos adei shelucho. Right? So here, right, can an agent do it for him? Da'adif hu mimi shehu acher lagamri. Right? So that nevertheless we say it's better for him to do it. Why is that? Yesh lomer d'davka mitzvah she'ein mutelas al gufo. He says, when it comes to chesed, let's say I'm studying Torah and there's a chesed that needs to be done. Should I stop my Talmud Torah to do that chesed? So if that chesed can be done by someone else, then I don't stop my Torah. Because it's not my obligation of chesed. This person needs to be helped. As long as someone else can do it, then I continue my Torah study. because it's not an obligation on me. This person needs to be helped. However, right, he says, right, b'makom she'achar yochal la'asot imo hatova hi. So if someone else can do the chesed, then I don't stop my Torah study. Masha'ein came bazeh, but when it comes to Shabbos preparations, she'al kovod Shabbos, mutelos agufo, that kovod Shabbos depends on the person himself. It's a personal obligation. Mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. There's a personal obligation that each one of us needs to prepare for Shabbos. So therefore, memela mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. I should do it. So therefore, even though when it comes to Torah study, if I'm studying Torah and I have a chesed opportunity, but as long as someone else can do that chesed, I don't stop my Torah for the chesed. But when it comes to Shabbos preparation, it's a personal obligation. And that's one answer. And he gives a second answer also. Maybe the Dafkin and Kavod Shabbos and Marinon Kate the Chamira, Mashkin Le'inyan Shar Mitzvos. So maybe he thinks that maybe Kavod Shabbos, that is special. That's different than other mitzvos. And that you have to be Mevatel Torah. Okay. So it's interesting. Again, the personal idea when it comes to for Shabbos. And then the Shulchan Aruch in Source 35, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yashkim, how do we paskin? Yashkim baboka b'yom shishi lochin tzorchei Shabbos. He shall wake up in the morning. And by the way, again, you know, I don't want to be, I don't make presumptions. But I come from a more like, traditional family, where I have to say my wife generally does more of the preparations in our house for Shabbos than me. I'm more traditional family. My kids are probably different. My kids are, they're more modern. They're more equal, whatever. But point being, even if you're in a house that's more traditional, well, let's say the woman is doing most of the preparations, the man should do something. That's what my point is. It's a very lemaisa, very practical halacha. I mean, I'm giving the shir to chabur to women, but I'm saying you should tell your husbands. Those have husbands. I'm saying that even if in the most part, or like say the women in the house are doing the preparations for Shabbos, but really everyone, and maybe even you have kids, right? Those who have kids in the home, they should also. It's a mitzvah. No, you should train, again, it's not a result-oriented mitzvah. Everyone, whether they're over bar mitzvah, under bar mitzvah, for chinuch purposes, it's not simply result-oriented. Everyone should do something, because it's a personal obligation to prepare for Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch in Source 35, in Orchaim Reishnon Sif Aleph, Yashkim Baboker Bom Shishi Lochin Tzorchei Shabbos. A person should get up early in the morning to prepare for deeds for Shabbos. Vafili Yishlo Kama Vodim L'Shamshi. If you have many servants to serve you, Yishtad Elohachi Batzmo Shum Davar L'Tzorchei Shabbos L'Lechabdo. You should do at least something to prepare for Shabbos in order to honor him. Ki Rav Chista Hayimachate Chayerak Dak Dak. The Rav Chista would prepare the vegetables, cut them really, you know, thin. The Rabbah Viviosef Hayimavaki Meitzim. The Rabbah Viviosef would chop wood. The Rab Zera Hayimad And Rav Zera would light the fire. Rav Nachman would talk in the bias. Rav Nachman would clean the house. Machnis kelim tzarichim l'Shabbos, and he would bring in the kelim that are needs the necessary for Shabbos. Umefane kli hachol, and he would clear out the weekday utensils. Umehem yomad kolam lo yomar lofkam kvodi, and a person should not say, "Oh, it's beneath my honor." No, the servant should do the work. It's beneath my honor. No, kizel kvoda shemechabi l'Shabbos. What's your honor? Your honor is to prepare for Shabbos. Your honor is to prepare for Shabbos. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah in Source 36, the Mishnah Berurah says, we're going to go maybe 5 minutes over, I apologize. We'll probably finish 9:20. I want to do 36, 37, 38. And 38 is a very interesting bir halacha, because I gave a shir on Shalosh Shudos, an interesting halacha related to this. The Mishnah Berurah in Source 36 in Archaim, Simon Reish Nun Sif Katan Dalet says, Mehem Yomot Kol Adam, Hainu Afilu HaChoshev Yoser, even so it is very Choshev. Oh, it's beneath me, beneath my dignity to prepare for Shabbos. No, there's no such thing as that. Ubiprat B'yom HaKsarim, and certainly during these short days, right now, Shabbos begins early. Umikoshkin Ksharosh Kavaru Samach LeShabbos, you realize it's close to Shabbos. Shaz Hu Mechuy of Lasim Kol Kocho. You should spend a lot of time. You should prepare as much as possible. V'ra'isi anshe ma'isa gedole Torah. And I saw people, great Torah scholars, she mechabdin abayis ba'atzim yom haksarim, that the great Torah scholars, they're the ones who are cleaning for Shabbos. Kaddish Lo Yischal Shabbos. So that, especially when his days were short and they were nervous that if they wouldn't do the work, it wouldn't get done. And maybe people would go into Shabbos praying for Shabbos. V'zeu Chiyuv Gomor Al Kol Adam. This is an obligation to everyone. The Maishna De'en Lo Mi Sheyachid or Sheshlich Enin Lo Panai. Who cares if you have no one else to prepare for him, that your agent has no time. Everyone should be involved for prepare for Shabbos. In source 37, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, "Divishas Sham Chashem Misha Hayu Osi Ba'atzvam," and that in the Gemara there it mentions of all the since the it mentions about all these great rabbis who prepared for Shabbos, Shmamina Sherabim Lo Asu Ba'atzvam. So he wants to say, so the Aruch HaShulchan. See, if there's a difference between the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan. Mishnah Berurah tells you what he thinks the halach is. Aruch HaShulchan sees common practice, and he sees what the balabatim are doing. What your average Jew is doing on the streets, and he tries to justify the practices. So the Aruch HaShulchan sees that wow, a lot of men were not preparing for Shabbos. The women were preparing. Men were working, at least certainly in the 19th century. In the 19th century, women, the men were working. The women were at home. And the women were preparing for Shabbos, not the men. So he's trying to justify why the men aren't preparing for Shabbos. So he wants to say that since the Gemara lists a bunch of rabbis who did prepare for Shabbos, so he wants to say, what do we see from here? These rabbis prepared for Shabbos, but Rabbi Lo Asu Ba'atzmam. And as the Gemara just points out that all these great rabbis prepared for Shabbos, but he didn't say it's an obligation. He didn't say it's an obligation. He said there was these great rabbis who did prepare, meaning many people did not. Ella who hider mitzvah. It's an enhancement of the mitzvah. Now it didn't say it's chayav. You're every single person obligated to prepare for Shabbos. It said that many great rabbis did that. So that might be an enhancement, like a chumrah. So that's lenu nishol seinu osos umechidus batzim lechavod Shabbos v'ishto kagufo. Okay. So I want to say in our days that the women are preparing for Shabbos and ishto kagufo, and so it's like a it's a partnership. So he's trying to justify the practice for the men not preparing for Shabbos, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, no. Even the men should prepare for Shabbos. And the final source, the Bir Halacha says, Kizel Kavodo. So he says, Yishev Bazem Mashihiksha Beshut Chavos Yar. So the Chavos Yar asks the following question, Eich Hekilu Bichvodom, Hagadol Kvoda Briya Shadocha Lota Seshabat Torah. So the context of the Tshuva, I apologize if I'm going a few minutes over, the Chavos Yar, the Tshuva of the Chavos Yar, the Chavos Yar is Rav Yor Bachrach. He lived in the 17th century in Germany, and he asked the following question. He says, can a Talmud Chacham be a musician? Like, what's the big deal? Because in those days, a musician was viewed as not something that was maybe so bekavod. So can a Torah scholar engage in music and be a professional musician? That was his Shaila. The assumption is that a music is a bizayon. And there's this debate between the Rambam, and the concept is tshuva, there's a debate between the Rambam and the Rosh in the following question. There's a mitzvah called Hashavas Aveda, that if you find a lost object, you have a mitzvah to return it. But let's say you are a very respectable person, and then you see like a lost object, and if people see you getting the lost object, dealing with the lost object, whatever it is, and maybe those days it was like a cow or an ox, whatever it was. Even nowadays, you find stuff, some shmatas on the floor, and you're like a very respectable person, and people say this is beneath your dignity. So the halacha is that if the object, if for you to take care of the object is beneath your dignity, there's no mitzvah to return the lost object. But the question is, are you allowed to? Are you allowed to do something that's beneath your dignity? Okay, so the Rambam says, yeah, of course you can. He says you can go above and beyond, even though something that's beneath your dignity to do, you don't have to do it. But he says that you can if you want. But the Rabbeinu Asher says that when the Torah said there's an elder or great Torah scholar, so it's not appropriate for him to be, because he's denigrating Kavod HaTorah. They say, oh, look at this great rabbi engaging in this menial stuff. So how can he do that? Right. So how can he do that? He says you're not allowed to. So in the context of this, and it's a debate between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether a great rabbi who looks very holy, can he engage in menial work, what people will think is menial work, for the purpose of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So in the context of this, the Bir Halacha writes, he's pointing out that in many mitzvos, some mitzvos that people did, great rabbis did, they were lenient in their kavod haTorah. So he writes, Lachain kamar dezo kavodam sheosek ba'atzmo b'mitzvah v'nikar sheosek kein lechavod Hashem Yisbarach uchmo shekasev al David HaMelech alav haShalom unekalosi od mizo. So what was the story of David HaMelech? When did David HaMelech seemingly shame himself or embarrass or do something that seemed to be embarrassing? What was the story? Anyone know the story? What?
Dancing.
When he was dancing. When was he dancing? When was he dancing? When they brought back the Aaron. When they brought back the Aaron. The Aaron was taken in war by the Plishtim. They bring it back. And he's dancing. He's dancing very labedic, very lively. And his wife turns to him. He said, "You're the king. How can you do that?" He said, "What do you mean? This is for Kavod Hashem. It's Kavod Shemaim. It's an honor." So that's what he's saying. If it's clear that you're doing it for a mitzvah, then it's okay. And he says, "Ma she'en kein im einu nikar." But if it's not nikar, if it's not recognizable, like an older, like a talmud chacham, like a zaken, like an elder, and it's unbefitting him to do, like if he's dealing with a lost object, no one knows that's for the mitzvah. So then maybe. Then maybe it's you shouldn't do it. Maybe it's a debate, but he wants to say uvezem miyushev, the last paragraph, page 45. Uvezem miyushev hadisa bekedushin. The Rav Nachman asak ba'atzel mitzvos makeh. So Rav Nachman would build. What's a makeh? Makeh is our roofs are slanted, but in if you have a roof that's flat, you have to put a fence around it. So Rav Nachman would do that. He'd be building the fence. Oh, great Torah scholar, building a fence is beneath his dignity. No, because everyone knew. Kol yodim ba'eis shehu osek shehu mitzvah Hashem. You're doing the mitzvah Hashem. So what's his point? So that's why also when it comes to preparing for Shabbos, when you engage in preparing for Shabbos, it's not beneath your dignity. Everyone should do it. Again, you have the Aruch HaShulchan is justifying the practice of men who don't do it, but Mishnah Brewer said you should do it, and it seems the Gemara, the great rabbis, did it. It's not beneath anyone's dignity to do it, because again, it's not simply result-oriented mitzvah. The key from all these halachos learning tonight is, right, is that don't do the laundry on Friday, so you have time to get ready for Shabbos, right? As we started off. But we said that you get up early in the morning, prepare for Shabbos, it's a personal mitzvah, not simply, okay, on Shabbos, thank God it's done. But when you're doing the preparation, especially on Friday, we should think about, this is Kavod Shabbos. This is, I'm preparing for Shabbos. I'm doing the wonderful mitzvah. Not simply I sit at the Shabbos table and it's done. But Friday itself is a tremendous mitzvah that we're all doing. And even if you're very busy, like you're working, if you can even, and someone else in the house is doing the preparation, you do a little bit. And if you have kids in the house, try to get them to do a little bit as well. Everyone should do a little bit so they see it's not simply result, but it's part of the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos. Okay.